what they can do, not fear them. The stronger the person's iman, the less the fear. If a person got strong iman, no matter how fearful they look, a believer will not be afraid of them. He will not fear them. It is like now, a person has got a very, very fierce dog in the yard. But you get a small child, the son of that house or the daughter of that house, small child, but the child knows that dog and the dog knows that child. Now the dog is so fierce, but that child doesn't fear the dog. That child tells the dog, sit, the dog will sit. The child tells the dog, go in the back, the dog goes in the back. Why? Because that child is connected to the owner of the house. See? The owner of the house, the father, that is his father. And the dog belongs to his father. So he can order the dog. But an outsider comes, even if that person is a bodybuilder or something, he also won't take a chance. If he sees a very vicious dog here, he won't take a chance to go in the yard. In the same way, the mu'min banda is connected to Allah. Munkar and Nakir, they are the angels of Allah. They put fear into those who are not connected to Allah. If the person is connected to Allah, he got no fear. The person is a believer, he got Amal al-Salih, he got no fear for those angels. He is connected to Allah. My Shaykh always gives this example. He said that Shaitan makes his waswasa. Shaitan, he makes his waswasa. He tries to take us off the Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Just like how a dog by a person's house, now if you go to your friend's house and the friend got a dog there, so that dog doesn't want to allow you to enter the house. The dog will bark at you. So if you're going to stand there and bark back at the dog, are you going to get anywhere? You won't get anywhere. The thing to do, the intelligent thing to do, is just press the bell. If you press the bell, the owner will come out. The owner will come out, he just make one sign, the dog will go away one side, and now you can enter the house. So we mustn't worry about fighting shaitan. We mustn't worry about fighting shaitan. We must just build our contact with Allah. Shaitan automatically, he'll have to fall on the side once we got our contact with Allah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala says that Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I swear an oath in the name of that being in whose hands my life is. This was the way that the Arabs used to, you know, they used to speak when they want to express something with some emphasis, so they would take this type of a qasam. When a mayyat is put in his qabr, he hears the footsteps of the people when they leave him. When the mayyat is put into the qabr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that mayyat the ability to hear. That mayyat hears whoever is there, what they are talking, whoever is reading there, the mayyat knows who is standing there, who is reading there. And when those people turn around to depart, they turn around to go, then the mayyat even hears those footsteps now receding. The footsteps are going, the last person is going away, footsteps are going away, the mayyat even hears that. So the time when we place that mayyat into the qabr, that is a time when we should be engaged in heartfelt dua for that mayyat. We'll be making dua for that mayyat. One day I went for one burial, one mayyat. So that person there, whoever performed the janaza namaz, so now by the qabr he's making dua. After they buried the mayyat, now he's making dua. Now what dua he's making? He's making dua, Ya Allah, the family of this deceased, give them the tawfiq to feed the people. The family of this deceased, give them the tawfiq that they must give the people who perform the janazas, they must give them money. He's making all that kind of dua. So, I said, I don't know what is, not we can't judge anybody, but I don't know whether he was giving a He was giving a hint there to the family of what he was doing. But he is making all that kind of dua about feeding the people and they must feed. Now, that is the time we must make dua for that person who has passed away. Engage in the recitation of Yasin Sharif, read something, because that time he is being questioned. That is a very, very crucial point and time for him in his barzakh. So that time we must make dua. The close family members also, when the burial is finished, so we must stand there a little bit. Stand there a little bit, make some dua. Because that person, as the people are going, he can hear the footsteps, you know, the footsteps are leaving. Now imagine the person going for the operation and his whole family just deserts him now. Nobody, he's going for operation. Nobody even comes there to the hospital. You see, the other day we went to the hospital. One of our musallis here, he had to undergo one small procedure. So you see now his wife is sitting there by his bedside. He's sleeping. He is knocked out, anesthetic, but she is sitting there by his bedside to give him the support. One child got some heavy flu. Now they got new name for flu. They say swine flu. Last year, the year before was bird flu. Next year, they may come out with some other flu. Allah jane what all these things are. But that child, now they say the child got that flu, so the child is in the hospital. So now daytime the mother is sitting with the child, whole day in the hospital. Night time the granny is sitting with the child, whole time in the hospital, waiting there. In case the child wakes up, child will see, mother is here, granny is here, somebody is here. Now imagine that person, he's going for that questioning in the qabr. And now we just dump him inside there, everybody is gone, finished. We must wait a little while, read, make some dua. And what is worse is we are standing there, we putting sand, people are putting sand in the qabr, we can't get our shoes messed. Our shoes mustn't get messed, so we can't go put sand. So we stand very far away because we mustn't get any dust on us and our shoes mustn't get messed, so we stand far away. Okay, fine, no problem. But then we stand far away and do what? Pancha. Sometimes it is gossip, sometimes it is the price of oil and sugar and candles, even there in the Qabristan. Somebody is talking about the price of this, somebody is talking about the price of that, somebody is talking about this car is coming out, somebody is talking about that renovation he is doing to his house, and that bichara is being questioned there in his Qabr. So we must make dua at that time, because he hears what is happening. He hears, and when people are going away also, he hears the footsteps of the people that are going away. If he is a mu'min, now see, this is why we must have our own protection. We mustn't rely on everybody else. We must have our own protection. Now what is the protection? Because even if it is the most beloved son or the most beloved father, how long is he going to stand there? He'll stand, maybe everybody else will go away, he'll remain there. But he can't stand all night. He may stand 15 minutes, half an hour, after that he'll go away. He may come back tomorrow and read again. Initially when the person passes away, then every day you go Qabristan. After about 2 weeks, then becomes now maybe twice a week. Then after about a month, 2 months, then you say we go every Jummah. Then after that we start skipping the Jummahs too, we just go eat day Qabristan. So we mustn't rely on people. We must have our own investments. Don't rely on people. So see now, after all the people are gone, the footsteps have all receded, now the person is alone in the qabr, now see what happens. If he is a mu'min, his salah comes and stands at his headside. His namaz is given the form of a person. It comes and stands by his headside. His zakat comes and stands on his right hand side. His roza comes and stands on his left hand side. His piety and ihsan towards people, the good deeds that he did to people, that comes and stands by his leg side. So from all sides he is surrounded by company. And what company? The people on the top, they can't do anything for you inside. They may be able to stand there and read, but they can't do anything physically inside. But this company here, see what they can do. If azab comes to him,